give it up for Paula. Come on.
Good morning, everyone. And happy Mother's Day to all the mums to be, mums already, step mums, foster mums, grandmothers, and all our spiritual mothers. I asked to show that clip because it's just acknowledging that sometimes Mother's Day can be a really difficult day for me, for people. Maybe your mum has passed away. Maybe you're a mum who doesn't get to see her children. Maybe you don't see or talk to children. Maybe you're a woman who has prayed to bear children and that prayer just hasn't been answered yet. Today we acknowledge the pain that this day can occur for some people. And the Lord hears the prayers of our heart and the silent prayers in our head. In Psalms 56:8, it tells us, God knows our troubles and our wanderings, and he stores all our tears in a bottle, has counted each one of them, and they are recorded in his book. I just want to say, when myself, Gail, and Anne were preparing for today, we knew women who were going through some of this stuff, and we prayed from our hearts for those women. We prayed for a restoration of families. We prayed for healing of unforgiveness. We prayed for wombs that couldn't bear children to now bear children. And we stood in faith together and prayed for these things, for each woman that we knew who was suffering with these issues. Now, every woman here may not be a mother, but every one of us is a daughter born to a biological mother. Our identity is not based on whether we are a mother or not. Our identity is based on that we are daughters of the King of Kings and of the Lord of Lords. Amen. And today I'm going to talk about a mother's strength. And I'm going to look at Mary, Jesus' mum. In the movie clip, we see Mary watch from a distance. She's watching from a distance as a child that she bore is on his way to be crucified. And she stands there with tears in her eyes, with pain in her heart, because there's absolutely nothing she can do. But she knew that this was the plan for Jesus' life. And as a mother, can you imagine how difficult that is? And sometimes as mothers, we have to stand by and watch as our children probably go down a path that we don't necessarily want them to go down. But Mary, she gave birth to Jesus as a baby, and now she was going to watch him die as her saviour. So what can we learn from Mary? She was favoured by God. In Luke 1:30, it tells us that the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God." In Luke 1:38, she submitted to God's plan. And in Luke 1:38 tells us so much. That small scripture tells us so much about Mary. You know, the angel, she says, "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. In that one scripture, we learn about her faithfulness, her obedience, her willing heart to serve. Like, Mary didn't turn around and say, "Oh no, not me, I'm not good enough. How am I going to be able to do that? Oh no, you've got the wrong person." She just totally trusted and believed and took the call on her life immediately. And it shows that when the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid," the presence of God came onto Mary because she was not afraid. She was not afraid of this call on her life. And again, in Luke 1:38, it tells us that she wasn't afraid. You know, Mary made mistakes. You know, like, she lost Jesus when he was 12 in the temple. And when I think of that, I was like, oh my God, how did Mary lose Jesus? Like, she knew who he was. You know, like, how did she deal with, like, what was she really like when they realized he's missing? You know, the Savior of the world is missing. And I've lost him. Do you know, like, how would that be? But it shows the humanness of Mary, and that we are all going to make mistakes. You know, Mary knew the scriptures, and she was able to quote scriptures. She knew and trusted the plan for Jesus' life, and she also knew that her calling was going to cause her great suffering. But Mary started well, and she finished very well. Mary had great strength. She knew she could be stoned to death. She knew that she could lose Joseph. She knew that Colin was going to cause her to suffer. She knew all of this. However, she remained faithful, obedient, willing, and humble. Her trust in God gave her the strength to walk in the call of her life. She started with trusting the Lord, and she ended with trusting the Lord. In Proverbs 3:5, we are told, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your understanding. And I think as a mother myself, this scripture is so important to me, because when I lean on my understanding, my mind takes me to a place that causes pain, that causes misery, you know. But when I lean and I trust on God, and it's just completely different. I'd like to share with you some stories of strength from some great women of today. I sent out 30 messages, private messages to mothers that I know. And these women were coming from all walks of life. Some are married, some are single parents, some are coming from addiction, some are Christians and some are not. And I asked two questions. Before I tell you the questions, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you to every single woman that replied to my message. It was an honor to read them, and I just want to thank you for sharing your heart with me. I just want to demonstrate. Gail and Anne have offered to help me, but I just want to demonstrate the worries that a mother can carry through these messages that the women sent me back, okay? So I worry about being a single parent and not being able to provide for my children. I worry that my daughter is going to end up dead due to addiction. I fear my family will go from 4 to 2 as I recently lost a child. I worry every day as my children have learning difficulties and they feel different to other children. I worry how my children will cope with me having cancer. I worry about my child following in my footsteps and becoming addicted. I lost 2 children and I found it very difficult to cope. My world turned upside down. My child was diagnosed with ADHD. I blamed myself for years. He finds it difficult to make friends and it breaks my heart. I worry that I won't get to see my children again as they are in the care of their father. I worry my child will walk away from the Lord.
And can I just ask you to stand up here for me?
So this is what it can look like carrying the way of the world, or the way of being a mother, or the way of been responsible for children. And so Anne doesn't look very free. She feels trapped. She looks heavy. She looks so burdened. And like, I just want to say, I was like this about 18 months ago, 2 years ago, when my son was going through a very difficult time in his life. And I remember very clearly, I think a mother's prayers are different than any other prayer. It's prayer that comes from deep within your heart. It's like you're begging the Lord or something. It's just really deep. And I remember praying for my son and from that place, from my heart. And, you know, I seen the Lord carrying my son. And my son was 23 yesterday. And but my son looked dead in the Lord's arms, and I feared, oh my God, is Aaron going to die? And the Lord turned around and he whispered very gently and very clearly to me, and he said, why do you not trust me? I am doing what you have asked me to do. And honestly, from that day, I handed my son into the Lord's hands. I knew I have no control. And the Lord is telling me that he has plans and purposes for my son's life. I don't know what they are, but he knows what they are. And the ladies, I asked the ladies, how has God given them strength to cope with the issues that they were going through? And these are the replies. So we have a choice. We have a choice to carry these around and hang them on ourselves, or we have a choice to hang them on the Lord. And which is the easier to do? Which is the best option? Because the Lord loves us and he loves our children, and he promises that he has his hand on our children's lives. So God's way of providing for me is equipping me with tools that will strengthen me rather than me doing it on my own. God gave me strength to show my kids that, yeah, they are different, but they're not different to God or me. God gave me strength to tell my children about my diagnosis. My daughter's come to church on Sunday. God gave me strength to allow my son to make mistakes. I needed to believe God's plan for my son's life. I love this. I learned my son was not made of sugar. God gave me the strength to trust him in all situations. He gave me strength, grace, joy, peace. God gave me spiritual children. I am a mother to many. God gave me the strength to help my children without trying to fix them. God told me I had a special child and he chose me to look after him. He has given me the strength on a daily basis to do this. God gave me the strength to stop asking why me, and I started thanking him for choosing me. God gave me the strength not to worry anymore. I thank him for my children and I pray daily that they are safe. God has given me the strength to trust in him that I will get to see my children soon. Matthew 11:28 tells us, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Well done, Paul. Well, where do we go from here, girls? What? And this morning, the reason Paul had spoke about strength and worries is this is not about being heavy, this is about being real. Do you know what I mean? And, you know, this morning, I just want to talk about the women of courage. And first of all, I just want to acknowledge and I thank the mothers. Just like that's been said, it seems like it's repeating itself, but I just want to thank the mothers that are the mothers to the motherless. I want to thank the women that stand in the gap for the mothers that cannot be present in their children's lives today, or they could not maybe in the past. So often we see grandmothers surrendering their lives all over again because a mother has got lost in addiction to drugs or alcohol. And we just want to say thank you. And we just want to... Yeah. We also I just want to take a minute this morning and just pray for those mothers. And we say, Lord God, we just pray God's love, protection, guidance and freedom into their lives, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that we would see families reunited and brought back into restoration, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to acknowledge also the women, both young and old, who go the extra mile during the week in our communities to give breakfast to the kids before they go to school, in their breakfast clubs. You don't just give breakfast, you give so much more. You know, the role of a mother is to nurture and teach. And you know, that you do that every morning by giving them a warm smile or also helping them get direction in their lives. You know, if anyone's ever been up and seeing the breakfast clubs in the morning, there's like, you know, you have a motto for the week and everything. And I have seen families affected by the work that gets put in those breakfast mornings. And I just want to say to you, thank you.
You know, and thank you to our Sunday school teachers, to our youth leaders, to and these are our spiritual mothers. Do you know what I mean? Because I tell you, it takes an awful lot of courage to go into a room full of kids, regardless of what way you're doing it. Because I tell you, kids are not as polite as adults in telling you how it is when you're annoying them. You know, I think sometimes it can be like going into Daniel going into the lion's den. You just have to go in with a lot of courage and faith and see what happens. You know, I thank God. I think God has called all women to be mothers in one way or another. And I am so blessed to have women of God, spiritual mothers, to have come into my life. And I know the importance, like those kids that have the motherless or mothers not being present. You know, I was one of those kids. You know, my mother is still alive, but my ma wouldn't have always been present. From the age of 11, my dad reared me. And I remember when we were thinking about this, I was saying to the girls the other night, it's funny because I used to make Mother's Day cards for my dad, because my dad fulfilled the role. Well, he tried his best to do both, you know. But because there was something missing, my ma was missing from 11 up, and there was stuff missing in me. Do you know what I mean? I didn't trust women very well. There was, outside of the emotional stuff, there was also the practical stuff, right? Like cooking. I'm good at cleaning. I was always told I was a good scrubber. But the cooking, and I know like a man can teach us that, right? But it was like little things. Like we had a friend, Deborah, who passed away a few years ago, and I used to so identify with Deborah, like, because Paula and Nan would be like, you know, oh yeah, get the windows washed once a week and you do this and you change it. I'd be like, oh, here, I don't come from that. Do you know what I mean? But it was those little things. But you know what? The Lord restores the years the locust stole. And he sent women around me. You know, he sent spiritual mothers into my life to teach me new things. And he sent different women at different times, you know, to grow me. You know, I'm still growing. And my spiritual mothers have changed through the years. But they have all been placed in my path to teach me different things. They guide me through different seasons in my life with wisdom, love, peace. And they teach me the right ways to walk through this life. Many of the things I have learned over the years have not always came from words that I have spoken, but in the actions that I have seen. I have seen women in this house dealing with many struggles and hard times, and they could have easily given up and walked away. But they stayed faithful and showed me great courage and true beauty. But what would have happened to me if they weren't there? You know, and what will become of the motherless if we don't step up and take the challenge to be there for others? We are mothers, we are the mothers of this generation, and we are the mothers of the next generation. And I want us to make a decision today to be the best that we can be, to reach, to teach the children, our own and others, to help them gain breakthroughs, to break down the walls in this life, receive breakthroughs, and give them the courage, show them how to be courageous. But you know, courage comes from adversity. The Lord tells us in Joshua 1:6-8, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the laws my servant Moses gave you, and do not turn from right to left, that you may be successful wherever you may go. You know, courage is defined as the ability to face danger or pain without fear. It's a bit like what Paula was talking about this morning. Do you know, we can only do that when we rest on the Lord. You know, and I wrote a few steps in how to gain courage. So I come up with 6 steps. How can we be courageous? You know, first of all, it starts with taking the first step, and then we build on it. Courage just doesn't, you know, we don't have the courage of Joshua unless we actually took the time to step out and do it. Good morning. Step 1, Surrender our will and seek first the kingdom of God. Step two, believe he who is greater in you is great. He who is in you is greater than he who is of this world. Step three, do it. It's believing that God works all things out for the good of those people, for the people that he loves. Just do it. The Nike ad. Step four, give thanks and glory to God always. Step five, never give up. If you fall, you get back up. Courage grows through adversity. Step six, it's okay to make mistakes. You know, and the journey starts with the fourth step. You know, and I just asked the women in the house this morning, young and old, don't be afraid to dream bigger dreams. Dream dreams that are bigger than your imagination. Don't put off the challenges that are in front of you that are going to make a difference. Because if we don't step up and do and walk out the plan that God has for our lives, the next generation is going to fail. And it's not even the next generation, it's the woman sitting beside you. Because if we didn't step up and get up and go to church this morning, now you don't know the impact in walking out this walk is going to have. And also I'd ask us to challenge, self-included, it's the challenge of our behavior. That we start growing and walking in the ways of the Lord. That we would say, you know what, like Louise says, like if you're sitting in church on a Sunday morning and someone starts, go, you know what, no, I don't want to talk to you. No, you're not being rude, but the time is about honoring the Lord. Do you know what I mean? If someone wrongs you, you pray for forgiveness. You know what I mean? It's doing the little things, watch. And if you don't know, because we don't know how to do it, seek people out. Ask for guidance. There are spiritual mothers in this house. You know, pick up the phone, use it. I just want to say, you know, this morning is about Mother's Day, right? But we are called to be warriors, daughters. You know what I mean? Outside of being mothers. And I just say that we would stand up and take the challenge this morning. We are amazing. You know what I mean? The Lord has instilled amazing thing in women. You know, and when we get together, watch out, world. You know, and I just say, take up the... Here we go, girl! Happy Mother's Day.
Gosh, we have loads of time. And they told me I wouldn't have enough time. This week, just to back up, before we even came up this morning, Louise was praying downstairs. The word she had was distraction. And looking back on this week, beginning of last week, like something came into my life that completely and utterly distracted me. So I know how easy it is to take the focus of the Lord. You know what? And things have, you know, we all have desires, we all have needs to be met. And I, that week, didn't put God first, and I was distracted, and I took my eye off. And then Noel meets me and says, oh, by the way, I need you up next Sunday. And it was pure the Lord saying, distraction over, girl. I have a much better plan for your life. You know, and it was just, I don't know why, I was actually in Sharon's for, I don't know why, because I had to go there for a reason, and Noel says, I need you up next Sunday. So that was God saying to me, you know, Anne, stop. There is a plan and a purpose for your life, but the distraction that's there, it's not what I have for you. So I just needed to own that this morning and put it out there. Because I do believe there's people in the room that are distracted and there's other things that they're focusing on, and God has a better plan for them. When I prayed this week, it was like, Lord, it wasn't even this week, I'll be honest, it was yesterday. It was like, Lord, what do you want me to bring this morning? He said, there's two women in the Bible, and it's Naomi and Ruth. So I'm just going to read, because I'm aware there's a lot of new women. I'm going to just give a little synopsis of Ruth's story and who she is. In the time of Judges, Naomi and her family moved to neighboring Moab to escape a severe famine in Israel. Naomi's husband, so they left their homeland from a famine and to move on to a place unknown. They didn't know this land at all. So Naomi's there. She obeyed her husband. Her husband wanted her to go to this new land. And after a time, her husband passed away. She was left with two children. So think about it. She's in a strange place. Her husband's just died, and she's two boys to rear on her own. She knows nobody. Her family's left behind. Another time on, her two sons also died. So, like, her husband's gone. Her family's left behind. She's in a strange land, and now her two sons have died. It's a lot. It's a loss. It's a grief. It's where is God in all of that? You know, how is she feeling? She's two daughter-in-laws, one Orpha and one Ruth. Naomi decided she's going back home to her family. In this land that she's in, nobody, they don't pray, they don't know God, but she knows if she goes back to her family honored God. But she feels she's let God down. You know, she's feeling God is punishing her. Her husband died, two sons have died. She has nobody. You know, and in situations in my life when things have happened, it's like, how can there be a God? Why you put me through this? Why this pain? Why this loss? Why all these needs that I have that are not being met? You know? So she goes back home to her family, and she knows her family are not going to, you know, they're not going to accept her with open arms. Ruth gave everything up, expecting nothing. She expected nothing. She's hurt. She doesn't understand why God, she thinks, is punishing her. Where I go on, the story goes, grief is hard work. It is painful. People who are grieving need others to grieve with them. Like what Gail said, we need people around us. We cannot do this life on our own. Ruth's faithfulness. Sorry, let's go back. Okay, so Naomi's going back to her land, and the two daughter-in-laws are going with her. As they're going back across, Ruth says, look, I have nothing to offer you. Naomi says, I have nothing to offer you. Stay here. And Ruth decided, no, I'm going back with my mother-in-law. I'm giving up everything, and I'm going to be with you. She gave up her security in her family in Moab to move and face a future of probable loneliness and poverty in a foreign land. But Ruth's faithfulness yielded her the fruits of God's blessing, and Naomi experienced God's comfort and love through her. Together, Ruth and Naomi trusted God. So two women who have both lost their husbands. One lost their two children, but they've both lost their husband. They gave up everything to trust in God. The circumstances through which were of desperate needs were met by God's unseen hand at work. God led Naomi and Ruth back to Israel. And the story goes on. They go back, and, you know, it's an amazing story. And I can't go into all, but ladies, I'll encourage you this morning. Put people in your life. If you don't know God, God has to come first. We're all in loss. We've all got things that we want. But God places people in our life to love us, to care for us, and to bring us through it. And we ourselves, as friends, we've gone through a season of last year, the enemy tried to take us out. This year, Noel looked at us, and Noel sees in us, you know, he sees the gifts in us, he sees so much potential in us. And for him to ask us to do this today, and only he knows the heartache and the pain we've all gone through the past year, but he trusted us this morning to stand up and to deliver God's word as women, you know. And he sees the faithfulness we have in God. He sees that we make mistakes. He sees that we get it wrong. But he knows the potential that's inside of us. I know that's gone a little bit off, but I just want to encourage the women in the house this morning to read the women in the book, in the Bible. Get to know the women. Get to know their stories. They've gone through horrific times. They've gone through loss and pain and grief, and they come back, and God had such a plan. Like, Ruth got all her heart's desires met. She went on, she met Boaz, saved the nation, got grandchildren, all of that thing that she never thought was possible in the pain and the mess that she was in. You know, Gail spoke about children. And you know what? I'm a mother. And God's given me such a gift of a beautiful little girl. And I really am so blessed and honored, and I just love the bones of that little girl. She's a gift that God has given me. And I'm also a school teacher downstairs, and I am a spiritual mother to those kids. You know, they come in the morning, and it's such a mixed group of 4-year-olds right up to 12-year-olds. So if you're trying to teach a 4-year-old and a 12-year-old, believe me, it's difficult, very difficult. But last week I was with them, and I spoke to the kids, and I says, right, we're going to sit down, and next week is Mother's Day, and I want you to sit and write out a card for your mum, and want you to write down a special word and what your mum means to you. Now, I'm aware, and I'm looking around, that there's older mothers here, that their kiddies are older and they're not in my class, so I didn't get to, you know, share a word with you this morning. And then there's some mammies that are missing. And then there's some daddies, you know, that I have the kids for, and the mams are not around. But these words, and girls, listen to them. They're from 4-year-olds. You know, these are our future. And if these kiddies think this of their mammy, you know, and their mams are there, and they're going to come to church and let them be the next generation. I owe it to my child to stand here this morning. I owe it to my child to be the best mother I can be. And I owe it to my child to let her know and love Jesus. And for her to have, you know, her plan and a purpose. I don't want her to go through the pain and suffering that I went through, because I didn't know the love of God. But she knows the love of God. And I stood here a couple of years ago and I declared that when times get tough and I don't want to be here, I'll be here for my daughter. You know, because she deserves that. The chains are broken in her family. She will know the Lord, and her children will know the Lord. And I'm going to be the famous Granny Anne who came to know the Lord. Amen. Denise Bourne's not in the house. No. Okay, we have Linda Scott. My mam, you are very special to me. I love you. You're a great mam. Linda, you're a great mam. You know what, Linda? When I started Sunday school, yeah, you were my right-hand lady. You know, you brought me in and you showed me, and it was like, this is not for me. I can't do this. You know, you had such love for the kids and grace where I didn't. I had no patience and no kindness. And I was like, Lord, you need to shift it. And through Linda, you know, I stuck it out, and I'm still there today. Cynthia, world's best mum. I love you, from Danville. Happy Mother's Day from Devon. The two little boys. Mary. To Mum, I love you. You're the best, from Chantel. Mum, you've been so, so good to me. You're the best ever. You can do anything. You're amazing, from Sinead. Have the best day, from TJ. Niamh Coyle, Mam, you're the best. I love you so much. Without you, I'm nothing, from Emma. I know Sharon's not here, but Nicholas is up there. You're an angel in the sky. Happy Mother's Day. You're the one I love. You're an angel in the sky. Happy Mother's Day. No, I'm right. You're the one I love. Love you lots, like jelly tots, from Kutsai. Nulabas. Yeah. Nulabas. I love you, from Rachel. I love you, from Lindsay. And then, thank you for caring for me. I love you so much, from Niamh. To Mammy, I love you so much. Happy Mother's Day. Aislinn, from Carly. Vicky Gregory, to Mam, happy Mother's Day. I love you, from Hannah. For Gail. She said the words. I don't stand here and lie. To my beautiful mammy, I love you. You're lots of fun, from Ellie Mae. And then another one for Sharon. I love my mam. I like my mam. We play outside. From Donnell. Now, I just shared with Noel earlier on. I suppose because my daughter is in Sunday school with me and she knew what I was doing this morning and she's cute and clever, believe me. She said to me during the week when she seen me writing these out, don't read mine, don't write my note. I want to write on the piece of paper. And believe me, this is not what she wrote last Sunday morning. Or this is what she wrote yesterday. So unfortunately, it'll be a couple of minutes because this is the length of it. To my mam. My mam, of course, she's the best. And she's a smiley face. From her head to her toes, she's warm and soft and smells like a rose. She doesn't say that in the morning when she sees me. She smells off your breath, ma'am. Dear ma'am, I hope you have a happy Mother's Day. I love you so much. From Alana. For all you do with love. You're a special gift from above. With all my heart, I want to say, I love you, ma'am. Happy Mother's Day. My words, what I want to say this morning is, there is going to be trials, tribulations that come up in their lives. And as a mom, as a friend, I just want to say, ladies, get beside somebody who will build you up, who will edify you, who will love you, who will accept you for wherever you're at, no matter what. I have friends in my life when it's good times, it's good. When I'm in bad times, they make it easy, they make it good. And that's the love of God. God has placed these people in my life, you know. And I am very, very blessed. And I'm very honored that God has placed me in this church. And I'm very grateful for the people who edify me and build me up. I know Noel, I'm going to call Noel up because he has a little few words to say about women. So I'm going to call him up and give him a couple of minutes. I want the mic back.
Hey, good morning, and let me join in and say Happy Mother's Day. And I love this, it's real soft and cuddly, isn't it, with the mammies, and it's like, give them another clap. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And well, actually, you know, I want to pray for our mothers and our ladies, but these three girls just are typical of all of the women that are in this church. And when I throw something at them, they go, okay, let's meet, they talk, they send emails, they're ever, and just like, I think it was about two Thursdays ago that we decided, you know, look at someone, there was a man down to preach here, and we were like, no, we want the ladies, we want to show them off. And you just have done an amazing job this morning, wouldn't you agree, girls? Absolutely amazing. And as we met, sometime this week we were in meeting, and you know, Gail is great, like this little thing I done myself. Come on, I'm desperate here. But Gail's like, can you get this on it and this on it and that on it? And I'm like, look, if it's not on Google, it's not going to be on it, because I'm not, Rob creates all the stuff, I don't. So I found this, and also then it was like we decided that we do a presentation on that PowerPoint of like women that are in this world that have made difference. But like when I did, and it took me about 4 hours, and it turns out that my new iPad that my wife bought me at Christmas is not in sync with the computer up there. So after 4 hours of stuff, and I says to the girls, I'm showing it one way or another, Well, no, take that off for a minute. Take that off. Well, I want you to show you this one. And can you see this, anyone? I'll tell you who they are, right? This is Christine Buckley, who just passed away recently, but has been a huge voice for so many other women and other men that hadn't got a voice. She was, there's other people behind her, but she was the face of changing policy at government level and getting recognition for so many women in this world that had been abused for years and years. And that's to be celebrated. But listen, you're here that do that on maybe different levels, but you do it in where you serve as a mother, who you raise as a mother, that you're giving voice to those who haven't got voice. Little baby in your arm hasn't got a voice yet, but but you're training them up and telling them how special they are. And what about Mary Robinson? An incredible Irish woman of absolute incredible dignity and stature that has fought for human rights, not just in this country, but all around the world. And then I put Irish sports hero mama. What a great Cork lady, running all around this world and winning gold medals. And I called this girl a breakthrough woman, Katie Taylor. She has broke through ranks where male dominant sport, she's like, we want to be on the world stage. And she not only got on the world stage, but she brought us home a gold medal as well. And she lives in Bray. And she's an incredible believer in Jesus Christ. And this lady here called Dane Cicely Saunders, she was the founder, the founder of what we would call the modern hospices. And those who have been around hospices know the absolute love and care and dedication of these people that this mother started. And this other girl, she's a Dutch girl, and I call Tilde D. Decker. And she provides opportunities for young girls in Afghanistan where women are absolutely treated like pieces of dirt. She is promoting and she's fighting tooth and nail that every woman in the places like Afghanistan would be educated and get opportunities just like men. That deserves a clap in itself. And what about Mary McAleese, the bridge builder? Building bridges through peace talks, an absolute genius of a woman. Gonna go quickly. A.D. Roach, mother to thousands and thousands of orphans all around the Ukraine. Anne Frank, genius of a little woman. I love this woman, Elizabeth Blackwell. She was born in 1821. And it's great because you get to read people's stories and you educate yourself. And believe me, these will be coming out and preaching all the next world. But, like, listen, 1821 to 1910, she moved from England to America. In the middle where people that had different color skin was slaves. And she became one of the first female doctors, but first black female doctor in an attitude of slavery. And then Sansun Khoi, do anyone know her? Like, she's brought peace into Burma by peaceful means without any violence whatsoever. Rosa Parks, as Damien Dempsey says, she showed the power of dignity. No, that song. That she lived her life and walked with dignity that broke the back of absolute awful stuff in America. Marie Curie, first lady to get two Nobel Peace Prizes in two different fields of science. She came up with radium and radioactivity, you know, for treating cancer patients. That was this lady. The second lady to win a Nobel Peace Prize in science was a girl called Irene Curie. She raised her daughter to be exactly like her. She was the second lady that got this. Come on. Chief Wilma was the first woman to serve as principal chief of the Cherokee Indian Nation. Look at her. Would you come against that lady? But listen. You watch any old cowboy movies, what a male-dominated situation that the Native Indians were. And she became like the chief over all the Cherokee Nation. And I put her in there, and I love her because I love cowboys and Indians. But listen, I read her surname, and her surname is actually Chief Wilma Man-Killer. And I actually thought I took her out, but still in there, but you can't see it. But I'm like, no wonder she became the chief. She killed all the men. Believe me. Indians don't get names for nothing. Amelia Earhart, first lady to fly the Atlantic. Come on. Corrie ten Boom. She helped thousands of Jews to escape during World War II. An incredible woman of God. Kathy Freeman, gold medalist. She didn't want to be just a great runner. She wanted to be someone that would get on the national stage that could fight the rights of the original Aborigines in Australia. That was her goal. The gold medal is around her neck, but her goal was to bring awareness of plights. Here's one. Dorothy Mama Dot Hubert inspired her family when she went back to college at 70 years of age. Come on. Mother Teresa, champion. Annie Manfield Sullivan developed new methods for teaching blind and deaf students. What a champion. Come on. If you don't know this girl, read her up. Jackie Punger. Rescued absolutely thousands of addicts in a place called the Walled City in China. She's seen them not go into rehabs. Listen to what she's seen. People being filled with the Holy Spirit and delivered on the spot. And we say, don't say, Eddie, may it be in our nation. But this girl is seeing, chasing the dragon. She chased the dragon right out of that Walled City. Sally Roy, the first American woman into space and the youngest astronaut ever. And if you look at that picture later on, she's the image of Rosie O'Brien. Crazy. Not combating human trafficking, Christine Kane, A21, if you want to look this up. And let's pray. And then we're going to, let me get the three girls, Anne, Gail, and Paul. That was the last one, look. Darn computer. But let's all stand. Guys, one time in many moons ago over in, we used to rent out the Parish Centre for our prayer meeting. And we stood all our ladies up the front, which there was only a handful of us. And all the guys stood behind them. And we just kept saying, you go, girl. You go for your dream that you're going to be preachers and teachers and elders. And you're going to break through barriers. And you're going to, all them things that these women said, they all represent you guys. And remember all the guys praying with all their heart that you would fulfill who you are in God. And I just want to echo that again, girls. You go for it. We're behind you. We're not a church that is like, we're not stupid. Like, let's cut off half of our brain by not having women doing what they're supposed to do. That's not Liberty Church. The name Liberty is there for a reason. You can be liberated into all the things that you have. And let's close our eyes, men. Let's say amen. We say amen to women being connected like never before. We say amen for women being a support to one another like never before. We pray, Lord, that our women would be breakthrough women. Lord, that they would be, they'd be like that chief Wilma, Lord, that they would be in high places, Lord God, leading many, Father God. That, Lord, it'd be like Katie Taylor, Lord, that breakthrough into different dimensions, oh God, that they would be like, Lord, Earhart, Lord, that would fly around the world, oh God. That would bring the message of hope of Jesus to other nations, Father God, that they'd be sent down from this place into the world to preach the good news, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the women, Lord God, that you will be a voice for the voiceless. In Jesus' name, you will be a voice for the voiceless. I read a definition of greatness. Definition said this, that you find your voice and in turn you help others find their voice. And I say, women, be great. When Damien Dempsey wrote a song about you, the great women of liberty. I speak God's blessing over you. I speak God's greatness over you. I call God's greatness out of you. Every place of fear, I break. Every place of restraint, I break. Every chain that holds you back to your past, I break. Every coat that's on you, I take it off you and give it to the one who is able to carry anything. Amen. We bless you, Lord. We honor you this day, Lord. And we honor the women of liberty, Lord God, the mothers of liberty, Lord. And Lord, and I pray that each one would be connected to someone to mother, or they'd be connected to someone that would mother them, Lord God. That would be your goal this year. In Jesus' name. I have to hand you back to the girls because I've learned it's one thing living with all the women I do. If you don't do what they say, they kill you.
Thanks, Noel. You know, we're coming to an end and it's my privilege and my honour to stand here. And the Bible tells us we have to honour. This morning, we would like to honour our spiritual mother in this house. This woman has been a rock in our lives. She's been a rock. And we wouldn't be the woman we are today except for her. This morning, firstly, I want to just thank her daughters for giving of their mother, for sharing their lives with their mother. This morning, we would like to honor Miss Sharon Kenny. Sharon, you're a mother, you're a grandmother, you're a spiritual mother, and you're an amazing friend to so many women in this church. We thank you for sharing your life with us. We thank you for the love, the support, the encouragement you give to each and every woman in this house. We thank you for your words of wisdom. We thank you for your strength. And we thank you for the thousands of prayers that you've prayed and will continue to pray for us women. We thank you for the rubs on the back. Yeah. We thank you for your unconditional love, love that you pour out into each and every one of us. And we thank you for never, ever judging us, for always accepting us no matter where we are, and for the freedom to live and make our own choices. We thank you. Amen. I know the worship team had to go, it's just been changed. look, if anybody needs prayer, if anything has happened, you know, if anyone's heart has been touched and they want to just get beside a woman, there will be some of us here. But there is a special cup of tea downstairs that we would like us all to go down as women and enjoy and in fellowship. Have a great day, everybody, and enjoy.